Hello and welcome to pod 49 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Grierson from Palace TV, which you can watch on our official CPFC app on eagles.cpfc.co.uk, which is what we call Palace TV, on our YouTube channel, on all our social media sites, and on social media at the moment, actually, there are loads of videos. Ryan and Luke in the social media department have been very busy going through the archives, putting out highlights of old games. There's something on there every day from a match day. It's brilliant, actually, at the moment. So it's keeping you all entertained in lockdown. And as for player interviews, we've done a few on Instagram Live. And I realise not everyone gets to watch them when they're on Instagram Live. And because you're watching on your phone a lot of the time, maybe something comes up and you have to leave it and come back. We do put the interviews out on YouTube and Palace TV, but I mean, it's quite long. It's over 20 minutes, over half an hour. I understand not everyone can sit down and watch my blurry face. Actually, talking about blurry face, blue eyes. On some of them, there's some weird abnormality that happens. I don't know if it's because of the light I've got, but it makes it look like I've got blue eyeshadow on it. I haven't. In fact, I mean, you can't see it. Some of the recordings, it doesn't show up, but when it's on live, it looks like I'm wearing some funky sky blue eyeshadow, but I'm not. Anyway, so I thought I could turn those interviews into podcasts because everyone's out running, cycling and walking at the moment. So keep you entertained, most of them around half an hour. And this very first one is with Wilfried Zaha. I chatted to him, I think it was around the end of March. So we would have been in the end of the first week or end of the second week of lockdown. I've absolutely lost track of time. But this was him. So as with all of them, I chat to them about their life, what they're up to, a bit about their career, and then I ask questions that fans have sent in on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that's exactly what we did with Wilf. It was the very first one, and as always, Wilf is the best interviewee. So here is Wilfried Zaha. There he is, Wilfried. Hello. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, thank you. I saw Johnny Williams is watching this, so hello, Johnny, out there.
Hello, Johnny, mate.
Down in sunny Tunbridge Wells. I'm sure he's out for a run in the park today. What have you been up to this morning, Wilfried? Obviously, you're at home.
Nothing much.
Same as all of us.
There's nothing to do, so just been chilling out, playing Call of Duty, and yeah, just... I went out for a little bit with my dog, and yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, what dog have you got?
Wait, he's actually right here. It's a pit bull.
Oh, look at that! Absolute monster. What's he called?
He's called Bane.
Oh, Bane. Okay, cool. Pretty tough then. Yeah. Where'd you get to walk him?
Just down the road, really. Just down the road and back. I'm not taking.
So how are you? How are you, like, keeping fit at the moment?
Me? I've got a gym in my garage. I've turned it into a gym. So, yeah, I've got a bike. I've got a treadmill that I run on. So, yeah.
But I guess football, you must be missing it, right?
Yeah, I am. It's crazy. But obviously, there's more important things. But, yeah, I'm definitely missing football.
Yeah, talking of more important things, we saw in the news the great thing you've done for NHS workers. How did that come about?
Obviously, because of the virus, there's not many bookings right now. Everyone's obviously got to stay home. So before, me and my friend Obi thought, if there's no one in the rooms right now, why don't we give it to people who are helping the community? So we thought, yeah, let's just put it out there and try getting contact with people. And yeah, that's just how it went down. We just thought, if we can help people, then why not?
And how's everyone getting on back in the Ivory Coast?
Obviously, the same thing over there. My foundation in Ivory Coast, I spoke to my sister today, actually. What they're doing is, because obviously people are being told to stay home and obviously not everyone can get hold of food or can afford food. So they're going around and giving out, like, rice, just water, like, whatever, like... They'll go out, buy stuff, and just give it to people that are in need, really, at this time.
Did you get involved with the big round of applause for the NHS last night?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was amazing to see. Obviously, everyone appreciating the NHS and everything that they do. So it's nice to see. I'm sure them hearing that, they'll appreciate it a lot.
Now, just changing the subject back to football, you obviously, we've been talking all morning on social media about you. It's 10 years since you made your debut today. Scored in our department, made that video of you, basically that 6-minute video that covered from your debut to recently. How did you feel watching that?
It's crazy, man. It's like I remember every single one of those games like it was just yesterday, man. Like 10 years is mad. It's actually crazy. It's an emotional video watching it back because it's like those were some of my best moments in my career. So I appreciate all the love that I've had from the club and all the priceless moments. And it's been an amazing journey so far.
Now, before we get on to, because we've been asking fans to send in their questions, so I've got a whole list of those. Before we get on to that, I just wanted to talk about the debut and see whether you can guess the Palace starting lineup from that game. Obviously, wow. you came on with 10 minutes to go for someone. But yeah, starting lineup, goalkeeper.
Julian Speroni.
Yep, back four.
Oh my God.
Let's go left back.
Moxie.
No, he wasn't. No.
He wasn't there then?
No, younger.
Younger. Oh my God. Wow. I have no idea right now.
First name Lee.
Lee Hills. Yeah. Lee Hills. You're going to have to help me out, man. This is so long ago.
All right, centre backs.
Paddy McCarthy.
Yep. Scouser, I think.
Scouser.
Yeah, is he a Scouser? Similar name to the left back.
Clint Hill.
Yep. And then the other one who I reckon must be
Scouser. I didn't even know that.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Right back. Kleine.
No, it wasn't Kleine. It's someone, because I think he'd gone, because it was after Admin, wasn't it? So it was someone not from Britain who didn't really always play in that position.
Oh, my God.
Bit of a character.
That could be anyone, bit of a character.
Yeah, true.
Bit of a character. And they didn't normally play in that position.
I don't think so. He kind of played in a few positions.
And he Johnny, was right back.
Johnny.
Oh, wait. Johnny.
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Wait. Johnny Ertl.
Yeah, that's the one. I presume he played right back. I'm just looking at this. Okay, midfield. Let's go with the midfield three.
The midfield. Neil Danz.
Yep. Pop star and midfielder.
Yeah. Who else? Darren Ambrose wasn't midfield, was he? Was he?
I don't know. Yeah, I presume so.
Okay, Darren Ambrose.
Yeah, and then a defensive midfielder.
A defensive midfielder.
Probably see him in the canteen sometimes.
See him in the canteen sometimes. Sean Derry.
Yeah, that's the one. How much are you missing the canteen food, by the way?
Yeah, let's not speak about that. Yeah, no, I'm good.
So annoying having to cook your own meals.
Yeah, it's difficult, but my missus has been taking care of that. So
that's
good.
All right. And then the three attacking players. So the player you came on for?
Who did I come on for?
I thought you remembered. Stern John,
wow. No, all I remember was just getting off from the bench and just being so happy to be in the, like, even coming on. I don't even remember anything else. I was just so happy to be stood there coming on the pitch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember everyone, but that's, I was just thinking I'm actually getting the opportunity to play. So, yeah, it's hard for me to remember absolutely everyone because that moment was just like, I'm finally here. I can
prove. So the other two were Calvin Andrew and Sean Scannell.
Calvin Andrew and...
And Sean Scannell.
Sean Scannell.
So that was the lineup then. So it's a bit different now, 10 years later.
Yeah, wow. That is very different now, boy. That is crazy.
So let's have a look now at some questions from fans. Some football, some nonsense. First one from Joel CPFC. This is, what's your favourite goal you've scored for Palace?
My favourite goal I scored for Palace is definitely my header against Brighton in the playoff semi-finals, because no one expected a header, for sure. No one expected a header, and that was just a vital goal to push us on to winning that game.
Okay, next one. Gazbod says, when making a cup of tea, do you put the milk in first or last?
I put the milk in last. That's correct. But yeah, I put it in last.
What kind of colour do you go for? Do you go for a dark tea, or are you more of a milky man?
Am I more of a...
Milky. Do you like a milky tea?
More milky. Milky. Yeah, milky.
Lovely.
Not dark.
Luke Fuller, what's the favourite stadium you've played at? Let's say, apart from Selhurst Park, favourite stadium you've played at?
I do enjoy Man City Stadium. It's either Man City Stadium or Arsenal Stadium. Good pitch. Big pitch. Especially for us.
Is that what you like? Do you like playing on a big pitch?
Yeah, because obviously... When we play, we counter teams most of the time. And obviously, when there's space, it's a joy for us wingers.
That's interesting. So we'll stick to football on the next one. Jack Wilson says, so the hardest fullback, left and right, that you've played against. So first, like, who's the hardest left back you've played against?
The hardest left back. I don't know. Do you know what, one of the hardest left backs I've played against was Wayne Bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he was smart with what he did, really. Like, little stuff off the ball. Just what's it called? Not being the fastest, but just being there at the right time, trying to read stuff all the time. So, left back wise, yeah, he was one of the hardest. And right back, probably Valencia.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, because he is strong, fast. So, yeah, I really had to think out the box to get past him.
So, he kind of started off further forward, didn't he? Do you ever imagine yourself playing fullback?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what's it called? It's like Aaron. He was a winger before, right back now, and now he just, no one can get past him. So, it's like, when you're higher up, higher up the pitch and you get moved back, it's like you know exactly what everyone's going to do, really.
So, Andy Burton wants to know, do you put chocolate in the fridge?
I put chocolate in the fridge. Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I guess...
Well, it's just going to melt out here if I leave it out.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's random.
Yeah, that's random. That's Andy Burton. Always positive on social media, Andy Byrne. Ollie, 11, says, who's the team's DJ?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
So who's responsible? Because sometimes when we win, I'm in the tunnel area and the Wenger boys is playing. Who's responsible
for that? That is not me. That is Phil or Danny, the kit man. They tend to just play that out when we win or whatever, but that's got nothing to do with me.
Yours is all the cool stuff I've never heard of that plays
before.
Yeah,
basically. I play with good music that gets us going.
Yeah. Actually, what George King has said, how do you focus before a match?
How do I focus before a match? Obviously, I'm more playful at the beginning, before the game, when we come in or whatever. But then it's just, I don't know, something just clicks where it's like, it's time to go now. It's time to work. It's time to do what you need to do, really.
Caitlin Gilbert says, what was your hardest moment in a Palace shirt?
Hardest moment in a Palace shirt? Probably losing to Man United in the final, in the cup. That was probably the hardest moment, because I feel like we should have got more out of that game. But that's life.
What would you do? What would you do differently in that game? If you could go back and go back to the point where Jason Puncheon's just scored, what do you think you'd do differently?
Not let ourselves be pinned back so much. It's like we scored, and then we just thought we need to just back off all the way into our box. Because I remember, I think it was Mata's goal, where Rooney just drove across our box, and we were so deep, just chipped it in, and we're literally defending on the line. Mata just volleyed it in, and so I feel like we should have just kicked on from there and gone for the second goal.
Someone says, who's the hardest player you've played against in training?
Probably Aaron.
Yeah?
Yeah. Aaron's very good. Obviously, he it's hard to get past him, but yeah, he's probably the hardest player I've played against in training.
What have you thought of him this season for Man United? Have you managed to watch much?
Yeah, I've watched a few games. What I thought of him's exactly what I thought of him before. Everything that everyone's saying now is what we knew before. Calling him the spider, all these things, but it's like, now he's playing in front of the world, and it's like we knew he was this good, but it's nice to see that the world see it as well.
Loka El Kala says, what's your favourite assist?
My favourite assist is probably Bournemouth when we won. We won, was it last season? In the last season, Bournemouth, the final game when... I set up Andros.
Was that the one where you basically everyone tried to tackle you and you just kept on playing through?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's my favourite assist so far.
When Wilfried Zaha, the diver, stayed on his feet all the way down the pitch, even though everyone was...
Yeah, surprisingly, I managed to stay up.
Little Jen wants to know, what are you doing to keep yourself occupied during social distancing? So let's say, like, what TV shows or films are you watching?
What am I watching? Funny enough, do you know what I do? Because there's so much happening in the world, but, like, I watch cartoons nearly all the time. Funny enough, because it's just like, I don't have to make sense of it. It's nonsense. It makes me laugh, you know. I don't like watching drama and all that stuff too much all the time, because it's just like, it pains my brain, because it's just like there's just too much going on. So I just like to watch silly things most of the time. Then obviously, half the time I'm playing Call of Duty, or yeah, that's it really. I watch cartoons most of the time. Play Call of Duty. Play football in the garden or gym. That's what I keep up with.
Did you see Andros play FIFA for us the other night?
Yeah, I did. I saw a couple of people were like, oh, yeah, Wilf should be playing and stuff like that. I was thinking, why did I get this call up? I'm 100% the best at FIFA. Last time I played, I beat Aaron 8-0.
Yeah, I saw that.
Exactly. So I don't know. Andros is a decent player, but I don't know why I didn't get the call up for that, to be honest.
Well, we'll see if we can set something up against someone.
Okay. All right, sweet. Switch. I don't mind.
Okay. We'll do that, seeing as you said you're the best. Luke Christopher Slater says, what first team player did you look up to when you were in the academy?
Who did I look up to when I was in the academy? I looked up to a few players, man. I looked up to, like,
what's it called? Like the Sean Scannells. Like I saw like Kieran Cadogan, Calvin Andrew, the funniest man alive. I'll do anything to have him at the club now, man. But yeah, I looked up to those people when I was coming through at the beginning.
And now present day, Palace Daily have said, if you had to quarantine with one other Palace player, who would it be and why?
Who would it be? Let me think. Who would it be? I don't know.
Someone clean, laid back. Someone to watch cartoons with.
Probably Gyro.
Yeah, Gyro would be good.
Yeah, but he's the most laid-back human being, like, most laid-back individual I've ever met. Like, nothing phases him. He just chills out all the time. So, yeah, definitely him.
Sometimes I do just sit around and think, I wonder what Gyro's doing now.
Same.
Probably not much.
Yeah, probably not much. But, yeah, he's the most chilled-out guy ever, man.
Right, we're on the last few questions now. Talk CBFC. If you could bring one player back to Palace, who would it be and why?
If I could bring one player back to Palace, it would probably be Darren Ambrose. It'll be between Darren Ambrose and Glenn Murray. Actually, three players, actually. Oh, my God, man, this is a difficult one. It would have to be between Yannick, Darren Ambrose and Glenn. But,
That'll be good.
Oh, man. Do you know why I say Darren? No, they're all amazing, but I'd say Darren Ambrose because I've seen him score some. You don't even have to do much with assists with him. Like, see that Man United when we won? I just gave him the ball at the halfway line and he shot from that far and still scored. So, yeah, he could shoot from anywhere and score. So, yeah, probably Darren.
Cool. That's good. Wade kind of technically is back at Palace. He works the lounges on a match day.
Yeah, but no, it's not the same. He's not on the pitch, is he? Yeah.
He's going to be buzzing that you said that. Debbie Turner. Hello, Debbie. She says, best training tip for a youngster obsessed with football?
Best training tip. To get out there and practice constantly. Never give up. Just constantly practice, and you won't be perfect, but you'll be consistent. No one's ever perfect, but as long as you're consistent, that's the main thing. So practice all the time.
Gyro's perfect.
You've got a thing for Gyro, haven't it?
It's just so nice. Sam Cowie says, it's classic, this one comes in every time we ask fans, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had scrambled eggs, turkey bacon, and a croissant.
Wow, were you at a hotel, Continental?
No, buffer? that's my missus that actually cooked up for me this morning, actually. So, yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Continental Hotel.
Mitch says, what do your tattoos mean?
Just phases in my life where I felt like that whatever phrase or whatever I've got on me meant something to me at the time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm very passionate and stuff. I'm very passionate about everything I do. I'm passionate about the people I love and stuff. So it's hard to explain, but this is why I got a tattoo called Love is Pain. Then obviously Leo on my neck, that's my son. I've got Faith Only on my chest because I feel like that just applies to my life. So yeah, most of the stuff on my body, I went through a phase where I felt like that means... Oh, sorry, battery's dying soon.
All good?
Yeah, sorry. It's my battery's low.
Okay, I'll try and speed up. George Briggs, your favourite ever pair of boots?
My favourite ever pair of boots? Let me think. It's always going to be Mercurials, but... There was a pair that was like... I don't know if it was Ronaldo that brought them out, but they were like red and gold. They were a red and gold pair. If for the people that wear Mercurials out there, they'll know them. I forgot the name of them, but they were like red and gold, but they were the best pair, man.
So Yannick Bolasie's watching, by the way. He's just posted, I knew it.
What's good, Yellow? That's my guy, man.
We'd love to see you two back together. That'd be amazing. CPFC Riley, favourite home atmosphere at Selhurst that you've experienced?
Favourite home atmosphere? Bournemouth, that game against Bournemouth at home. And last game of the season, that game was an amazing game, man. The crowd spurred us on because it was a tough game. But yeah, the crowd that day were unreal.
Getting a bit deep now, this one, towards the end. Harvey H9 says, how do you deal with all the hate? Sorry to bring you down on a lovely sunny day.
No, it's fine. It kind of spurs me on, really, because I feel like if I didn't have much to offer, I wouldn't get booed by all the fans, you know? So it's like, spurs me on, like, come on. They're asking for you to show them something, basically. So, yeah, it spurs me on, man. It's just like, thanks, you know?
Just seen Pap Suarez watching.
Oh, hey, Pap.
Legend. So when he joined, apparently he couldn't speak any English, and then within 2 months, like, we did an interview in full English. Was he pretending that he couldn't speak English at first, or did he genuinely learn it that quick?
No, he really couldn't. Like, wow. He wasn't. Yeah, so he definitely worked hard, you know?
Impressive. Final question from Will.cons. Who was your idol growing up?
Ronaldinho. Because I feel like football's enjoyable, but then when you're having an entertainer at the same time, someone that makes you get off your seat, like every time they get on the ball, it's just like, oh my God, what's he going to do? So yeah, I always enjoyed watching him, and yeah, like my game, I kind of try to play like him, like an entertainer at the same time, where when I get on the ball, it's exciting. You don't know what I'm going to do, what I could pull out. So yeah, he was my idol.
Cool. And that's it. That's all the questions from fans. I'll leave you to enjoy your day. Thank you for taking time out to chat to us.
No problem. Not like I've got anything else to do anyway. So, yeah.